There are some links in the show notes for resources on how to help the Black Lives Matter movement. Help how you can by educating yourself and others, donating if you are able, and signing petitions. All lives don't matter until Black Lives Matter. Thank you. Waiting. Episode 4. Enough. Written, produced, and performed by Megan Gwen Davis. Year, PM, 1900. Month, December. Time spent, 208 years. Time since deactivation, 4 months.
Found a grey hair today. Don't know when it showed up, but I'm willing to bet it was sometime after I tried to remove my tracker. The slightly less pessimistic side of me wants to think that it's just damaged from trying to remove it. And that damage is what's deactivated the spell that sustains my immortality surgery. But if I'm speaking honestly, I doubt it. They're probably punishing me for moving out of turn, for daring to go against their experiment, whatever the fuck I am to them. Nothing else has happened since my birthday, including any spells that I try to cast. Nothing's working like it used to anymore. All my spells are only working at half the capacity. So I guess the tracker's magic was still helping with the potency, which means that I need to practice way more to get my spells strong enough to get out of here. And I'm so tired. I finally get what people mean when they say that aging is a commitment. If I'm already starting to show greys, it's either from stress, or removing the immortality means my age is going to catch up quicker than natural. Fun. Who knows how much longer I've got before I become a dusty skeleton. And I don't even know if resting's going to make my spells any stronger, so pretty much anything could happen at this point. Although, let's be honest, we can assume what's going to happen. I'm gonna die. Alone. I don't even have Sandy anymore. She's way too much effort to cast. God, I wish you could, or would, talk back. I know it's you that's allowing them to keep tabs on me as well as they are. Dismissed my magic that's keeping you here, and yet you remain. So I've been willingly talking to my own spy device this whole time, letting my hope eradicate, all while there's someone on the other side, just listening to it happen. I hate that you won't give me any more information. In stories, there's always a reveal, a big exposition or explanation that clearly explains why, how, and where the thing happened, but I can't do that. I literally have no clue why I've been chosen to rot here. I don't know why I'm being punished. Is this a test? I've spent the past few months trying to figure this shit out, and nothing is fitting together for me. There's no satisfying ending for me. I might as well just accept it and move on with my life. Oh well. Move on with my death, I suppose. I wonder what that'll be like. Death. I've never really thought about it before. It was always something that happened to other people, not to me. You accept aging when the Academy deem you more mature, every few hundred years or so, but no one ever really ages past looking 50 at most. Then, when the Academy deem that you've fulfilled your duty to the race, it's time for you to move on, so they call it, but You're essentially just euthanized. I'm young. Even now I'd be considered just past adolescent, and you've already deemed me used up. For some arbitrary reason, you've decided that I'm not useful to you anymore. Not as a worker, not as a student, not even as an experiment. You don't even have the decency to set me free. Or at least kill me mercifully. You'd rather just leave me here until I age to death. Oh my God. I'm actually going to die here. I'm going to die. My heart is going to stop beating, and I'm going to wither and rot. And one day, centuries in the future that I thought I was going to get to see, some building company is going to tear this place down and find my skeleton, and I'll just be another mystery in a museum somewhere. Jesus, I could have already seen my own skeleton on a school trip. How many skeletons have people found that are ex-academy trainees? How many of us have been abandoned by our government in the most literal way? It's disgusting. And I'm so ashamed of myself that it took it happening to me before I ever noticed. I was part of the problem for so long, and I didn't even realize. I just want to find every person I scorned for not following your ridiculous rules and just say sorry. The anger of all the rebels are more than justified. They're the only right feeling to have towards you. You call yourself an academy when you don't teach anyone, you just give people the bare minimum so they don't realize they can get so much more. You disgust me. I'd say thank God for your sake that I can't get back to you. But I know that I'd be blasted dead before my feet could hit the ground. So there's no point in fantasizing, is there? I can't be bothered to be angry anymore. I'm too tired. If I wanted to be pretentious, I'd say all the stone is finally hitting my shoulders. Ridiculous. But I should be angry. I need to be angry. Being angry is all I have left. If I'm not angry at this, all I have left is to accept it. And if I accept it, I'm as good as dead already. It's not like I have to stay here. The world out there has nothing dangerous going on, and it's not like I have anything to lose. Fuck it. I'm dying anyway. I'm getting out of here, even if it means using all the energy I have left in this rapidly aging body, and I die in the next minute. At least I will die finally and completely free. If you never hear from me again, this is former trainee Morgana Edwins, travel number 24809-1788, segment GR8, signing off. Fuck you all. Come on, you can do it. Come on. Come on! I'm alive. I'm alive and I am free. Or I would be if I could get down. It's a lot taller than I thought it was. Fuck.
Now what was that?
What? Huh? Oh my God.
Over here! Follow my voice! the explosion! Over here!
Waiting is written and produced by Megan Gwen Davis, who is also the voice of Morgana and the Unknown Voice. This episode features Harry Glyn Davis as the man who finds Morgana. For more information on our song's theme and the sound effects used in this episode, please look at the description in the show notes. If you liked the show, please consider giving it a like or a follow. And please give any comments or criticisms to our Twitter @WaitingPod. We'd love to hear them.